the chestnuts were to the poor Appalachians what the potato was to the Irish.
This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today we have a story about engineering nature for nature's benefit.
This area is called the Sugar Bowl.
69-year-old Bart Chazar is a volunteer with the Prospect Park Alliance.
American chestnut.
He's leading me down a steep hill behind a chicken wire fence on the west side of Prospect Park, not too far from the picnic house, to show me some American chestnut trees he planted in 2004, including one he calls Gumby.
This one will probably cut down later this winter. This one is probably good for another year or two. Gumby is doing fine so far.
In the early 1900s, a blight wiped out the species almost completely and kills them still.
I'll be very sad when Gumby goes.
Chazar is trying to turn things around for the trees. He recently planted some saplings bred to resist the blight.
What they call B3, F3.
They are 93% American chestnut, but they've been crossbred with Asian chestnuts in the hopes of creating a tree with the characteristics of the American variety, but the blight resistance that Asian chestnuts possess. Meanwhile, last year, those Native American chestnuts that Chazar helped plant in 2004 beat the odds and reproduced.
For the first time in 100 years, we had Brooklyn-born chestnuts that we are planting.
That's good news because it means the trees are fertile. Chazar hopes Gumby will one day cross-pollinate with those B3 F3s, too, and bring back American chestnut forests to Brooklyn.
And I want to bring it back to be part of the, you know, future environment. It's a heartwarming story.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.